You know what time it is?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's another edition of Fin Talk Radio with your hosts, Jim and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Fit Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, here's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And it's Thursday night right here in Valdosta, Georgia. We had a big rainstorm, but now the sun has come out. Hello, Charles Clark. And so it's turned out to be a quite lovely fall afternoon, Jim.
It's nice now. That's right. It was rough this morning, but it's nice now. And we're supposed to have several rain-free days here coming up.
The sun is coming, and I love the sunshine. So I can't wait to be out in it and get some of that vitamin D there that we need to have. But we've got a great show tonight. Thank y'all for all joining us here on Fit Talk. Jim, we've got a legend, Mr. Mike Beeman from over in Tifton. He didn't get to call last week, but he'll be calling in. He's just a great, he's a great person, but he's a great athlete. He's also the coach there, the cross country coach, I believe at, is it Tifton? Tift County High School, and but he's been running a long time, and he runs some great races, the Boston Marathon, the New York Marathon. I mean, he runs a lot, and so he's going to be calling in and talking to us here just pretty quick, and so excited to have him call in. And then, of course, Lois, thank you for joining us. Good to see you. We've got Amy Sutter, Miss Sutter Girl, Miss Mojo Devation. She posted something, and I said, you know, we need to do a show on this. And so we decided to jump on it and do the show this week since it was the end of the month. And she posted a thing on happiness. And I thought, that is just the coolest thing. And it's, you know, the chemicals of happiness. What is it that makes a person happy? So we're going to be talking about that, and she's going to call in and check in with us early tonight. We're going to be all talking about that, those four chemicals in the brain, dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, my favorite one. Thank you, Mike. I can hear myself now. Oxytocin and endorphins, that those are the chemicals in the brain that make us happy. Or right. Happier, I
right.
should say.
And, yeah. and you mentioned the sunshine earlier, and of course, sunshine is one of the things that can boost your levels of serotonin.
Right, and I love the sunshine, and I always feel better when I'm in the sunshine, when the sunshine is out. So let's see who else. Angela Suggs, how are you, darling? Thank you for joining us tonight right here on Fit Talk Radio. So Lisa Tucker, thank you for joining us. Laurie Tucker, sorry. I can't see very good. Gary, how do you do this evening? And, you know, it's Halloween this weekend, so the kiddos are going to be out and about on the streets, and make sure you practice safety measures when they are out collecting candy for trick-or-treat this weekend.
Right, and they'll be getting some chocolate, and that will also tie in with our subject tonight, right?
Right.
These happiness chemicals, you know, just all kind of various sources, and that's one of the right. things we'll talk about.
And I like chocolate.
Yeah.
Well. I was scrounging around looking for some here earlier today.
Yeah, one of these four chemicals, these happiness chemicals, so-called. I noticed that one of them, we'll mention it later by name, but one of them that said one source of this is exercise.
Right.
And another was dark chocolate. And I thought, well, who's going to exercise if you can just eat some dark chocolate instead?
Yeah, but the problem with that is if you eat the dark chocolate and don't exercise, then you got another problem.
And it won't be one that'll make you happy.
No, right? it doesn't make me happy anyway. But we got some things coming up. This is the end of the month. Of course, we went, was it last weekend? Yeah, we went last weekend to Panama City. We emceed the Muscle for Heart. The Muscle for Heart Bodybuilding Show. It was a great experience, except the fact that we were sick. And we were very sick. Jim and I were very sick. We tried not to act sick. We tried not to look sick, but we were sick.
And in fact, you know, It was to the point where we had to, you know, go get checked and make sure it wasn't something that we were going to pass along,
right,
and make sure we weren't contagious. So, you know, once we ruled out COVID and strep, you know, and pretty much ruled it, narrowed it down to, you know, a sinus infection.
Right.
Then we're like, okay, you know, that's not contagious. Let's go. Let's go to work.
But
just, you know, take these drugs and go to work.
And we did, but it was terrible. I mean, thank you all so much for the nice comments on our picture. However, if y'all knew how sick we were, that picture, I mean, thank goodness we looked pretty decent in that picture, but we were very sick.
But it was such a great and fun event that we were able to enjoy it, you know, in spite of our illness. But, we got through it health-wise. Physically, we got through it. But, I mean, it was a nice event, and, you know, I did enjoy myself. And it was a good show. Saw some really impressive athletes.
Oh, my goodness. The athletes at that show were incredible. And we were so impressed because so many of the athletes were first-timers. And they had some serious muscle. Some young kids that were very, very muscularly developed.
Yeah, I agree. They had some
quality athletes.
Had some athletes in the division. True novice, meaning first time on the stage.
Right.
And there were a couple of those people. You just look at them and shake your head and say, "Oh my goodness!" You know, where have these people been? They could have been competing for years already. Here they are, first show. You know, just their potential is just unlimited.
It certainly is unlimited. No doubt about it. Of course, we'll be traveling north to Atlanta to the Lee Haney coming up November the 13th. That's going to be a great show. They have also awarded Lee Haney with our state Georgia MPC show. Then, of course, November the 13th is also Tony Curtis's Monster Classic down here in Lake City. And we're sorry we won't be at that one, but Tony will be checking in with us next Thursday to talk about his show.
Yeah, speaking of Tony Curtis, he did a good job as head judge there at Muscle for Heart.
He did.
So congratulations to Tony Curtis and also the promoters, Vic Sellers and Mike McKinney.
That's right. They did a great job. And to all the expediters and our friends, Tricia and Steve Novikoski.
Yeah, for hosting us.
That's right,
yes.
For hosting us. They definitely hosted us.
They were just terrific hosts.
They certainly were, and we appreciate all that they did. And then Saturday, we are going to see, since we're going to be talking about running, my brother William will be competing in a half marathon race right there in Tifton at Abraham Baldwin College, right there on Moore Road. They're going to start, and hopefully he'll finish. And we hope to get to cheer him on and all those athletes that will be running there Saturday morning.
Good luck to William and all the runners participating in that in Tifton.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think we've got a good little show coming up here tonight. For any of you who are just joining us on Facebook Live, thank you so much. And, you know, Amy Sutter is a regular here on the show, and she, I tell you what, she comes up with some great things, and I just love her to death. But, you know, one of the things I thought about and that make me happy, Jim, what makes you happy besides me?
Well, there are several things, but, yeah, you're at the top of the list.
Okay, good.
But several things, you know. I very much enjoy spending time with the children.
Yes.
Who are no longer children, but our adult children.
Our adult children, right.
And the grandchildren.
Yep. They are... They bring us a great source of pleasure. But, you know, I told you, one of the first things that came to mind was a song that I learned as a small child. And I give credit to, you know, Chess Smith, God rest his soul, and First Baptist Church there in Tifton. But there was a song called Happiness is the Lord. And it was very, very dear to my heart. And when I saw this, you know, it says, happiness is to know the Savior, living a life within his favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. And I thought, you know, that is really what happiness is to me. I love you, and you know that, and you make me extremely happy. But I think my happiness comes from within. I mean, there's certain chemicals I know, but I'm always happier when I'm doing things and I'm doing what I know is in the will of God. And that is just very important to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I see on Facebook Live, Charles Clark says that he was in Atlanta there at the airport and he ran into Bobby Dooley, and Bobby says to tell us, hey.
Okay. Well, good deal. And who is that?
Natalie Rippey and Lee.
Hey, Lee.
Karabisky.
Hello, Lee.
Natalie Rippey and Lee Karabisky. Thank you for joining us.
Facebook Live here. Also, I came across in doing some of the research here, a guy named Daniel Nettle, the science behind your smile. He's a behavioral scientist, and he wrote this book, The Science Behind Your Smile, Why You're Happy, Why You Are Smiling. And he did a lot of research on it, and if you Google the science of happiness, that's going to come up. I read just a little bit about him. I'd like to read that book. I think that's kind of interesting because the science of happiness is positive psychology. So, you know, we try to be happy, and we were certainly not that happy at that event last weekend because we did not feel good. But we put on a happy face. We went forward, and God gave us the grace to get through it.
I would actually say that we were happy in spite of that.
Right, we were happy in spite of that. That's correct. That's correct. Certainly correct. People find happiness in all sort of things. Mother, I think, found happiness in animals, and we've talked about that before.
Yes.
She just loved animals, and
they brought her peace and comfort.
Right, and that's the oxytocin part of happiness. I know that's one of the things that says about petting animals, you know, and loving people. And, of course, she has always loved animals. But, you know, happiness is different things to different people.
Oxytocin. You mentioned oxytocin. Oxytocin is something that, you know, is released, you know, from physical touch, for example.
Right, right.
And, you know, when I think of that, of course, I think of, you know, human interaction. But yeah, right. if you're a pet lover, an animal lover, you can get that same chemical from, you know, petting your animal.
Right, exactly.
And spending time with your pet.
And she certainly got a lot of pleasure. That brought her happiness and all. We're going to talk more about this subject. We're waiting on Mike Beeman to buzz us. But we're going to take a commercial break, Jim, and then we'll be right back. Talking with Mike Beeman, we hope, about running and his career as a runner and coach, and then with Amy Sutter on happiness. So be thinking about Facebook Live and listeners, what makes you happy? This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021, and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Charles Clark, you're a hoot. We love you. Thank you for joining us always and all your great comments. But I think we have Mike Beeman on the line. Let's see if we do.
Hey, Maria.
Hey, Mr. Beeman, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I have my husband Jim here with us.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm great. Haven't seen you in a while. It's good to hear you, though.
Yes, likewise.
Well, tell us a little bit about the regional meet over in Tifton last week and the kids. What happened?
Well, we hosted the region 1-7A cross-country meet, which is basically Cocklett, Camden, Lowndes, and Tift. And ABAC is such a great venue to have it. They're so gracious to have us over there. So we basically hosted about 200 athletes and, you know, coaches and spectators. It was probably about 500. And, you know, we ran a great meet. We have great people running the meet, like Chris Martin and David Mann and Laurel Mullins. Us coaches kind of kick back and watch, but it was close. We placed third in both divisions, so it allows us to go to state next Saturday in Carrollton. So it was successful on all accounts. It's easy to go to a meet and just run, but when you put it on, it's a lot more work.
I bet it is. I know anytime you host an event, Jim can check in on that. How many different events did Fitzgerald High School have to host that you were part of?
Over the years, yeah, I lost count. But, yeah, it's always exciting. It's always a lot of work, but, you know, a feeling of satisfaction and accomplishment once it's over with, right?
Yeah, Thursday night was like a big sigh of relief, you know. And that's, you know, you do it for the kids. And, you know, we went out to dinner afterwards, and goodness gracious, I barely made it through the meal. I was exhausted.
And for our listeners who may not know, tell us what the length of a cross-country run would be.
Yes, you know, our cross-country races are important to the kids. Just it's a great activity to, you know, teach self-discipline, work ethic. It's tough running South Georgia cross-country because it's so hot during the practices. So it's really... Really, I take my hat off to the kids who stayed with it for all these. You know, we started before August 1st, so it's a tough season.
And what's the length of the race, though, for the cross-country course?
Oh, it's five kilometers, so it's 3.1 miles.
3.1, that's right. And when does your season start? When do your athletes start training?
Well, we have summer running, Jim, from pretty much from June 1st until August 1st, where we entertain them three nights or three mornings a week, and they have the opportunity to run between 3 and 7 miles, and so they're going, you know, right there, and then we start practice when school starts, so it's every day after school, and that's quite a commitment for a kid in this day and age to show up after school and
yes.
Sometimes get home after 6, you know, all sweaty and buggy and so on and so forth. So
yes.
It's neat to get to the stage of the season where today we practice and then we carve pumpkins afterwards.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. And I was just about to ask you, because I know these practices, they can be grueling. So you've been doing this a long time. So I know you have figured out some ways to make it fun. So what are some of the ways you make it fun?
Well, we have runner of the week. You know, after every Saturday meet, we have Monday where we select runners of the week. And, you know, instead of just handing them a prize, I have these gift bags that have, like, one will have marshmallows, one will have old socks, one will have candy, and another one will have something else, and they have to pick. And then they can choose to select another bag. It's almost like the old, you know, let's make a deal where you select curtain one, two, or three. And,
right.
You know, we always put good stuff in there. But every once in a while, I'll throw something in there like, you know, a bottle of bleach or, you know, some bug spray or something. And every once in a while, a kid will take it and say, I need this, you know. And then we have Frisbee Fridays or some type of activity on Fridays to make it fun. Scavenger hunt we often do on Fridays where I make up these scavenger hunts. And, again, we have prizes, you know, same thing where the teams compete. And then, you know, you get fourth place gets the first prize, but then third place gets the next prize that they can swap with fourth place and so on and so on. So we try to make it fun for the kids. We have, we've made some TikToks together. We just have, you have to have fun. Otherwise it's just a drudgery.
Mike, and I want to sell everybody Facebook Live. We are having some technical difficulty here. I don't know why you can't hear Mike Beeman. He is working on it, but Mike, they can't hear you on the air. We can hear you in here on Facebook Live. Now they can hear you. Facebook Live can't hear you. They should be able to hear you live
on the radio.
On the radio. But my Facebook Live people, for some reason or another, are not picking you up. So they're telling me all about it. That they can't hear you, so
we've got our tech guy working on that right now. So we'll see if we can get to the bottom of that. So in the meantime,
we're still live and
Facebook
on the air.
Live, we apologize that you can't hear Mike Beeman, but well, we'll continue.
We will continue
for the listeners on the radio.
That's right. Well, Mike, I mean, tell us a little bit about how you got into running. How many years you've been running? I mean, you've run some pretty big races, so tell us a little bit about your career and how this all started for you.
Well, it really started in high school where I wanted to get in shape for the basketball season in 1970. And basically, the coach said that we needed to shed a couple pounds in order to be faster on the court. So he said cross country would be a good outlet. Back then, nobody ran, you know, and so I really worked out in summer, ran on my own. Back then, you didn't have anybody to run with. And the funny thing is, back then, when you had a summer, you were home for the summer. Nobody saw you because you didn't go to school. There was no organized summer practices. So the year between my freshman and sophomore years, I lost by 15 pounds and grew 6 inches. So
wow.
I came back to school, and the coach saw me, and he goes, wow. And I always call it the wow factor, that if you can impress a coach or an adult, like with your physique, over a summer, you know, they know you've been working. So I became a decent cross-country runner in high school, but I was a much better basketball player. So I actually went to college up in North Andover, Mass., a Division II college. I went there to play basketball. I mean, it was actively recruited. And so I still was running. You know, I was a pretty good runner, but I was a better basketball player. But when I got to college, we were running a time trial for basketball, and we had to run 2 miles in under 12 minutes. Well, I ran 2 miles in under 10 minutes.
Right. Oh, so wow.
The cross-country coach found out, and he says, you're running cross-country this fall. So I said, let me check with the basketball coach, and he said it was fine. And for 4 years, I ran cross-country, and when you do that, you have to have your weight down. And then I'd play basketball, and I have to have my weight up. And then in the spring, I did track. And so I went in as a basketball player and came out as a runner. But my senior year in college, actually my junior year, I went down and watched the Boston Marathon with one of my college teammates, Dave McGilvery, who's now the director of the Boston Marathon, small
oh,
world.
Wow,
isn't it?
It is.
He was running it in 1977. So I went down to watch it, And I said, oh, I'll never watch this thing again. The only way I'm going to come down here is if I run it. So I went out and trained my senior year in college before basketball, qualified, played the entire basketball season. Then in the spring of 1978, I ran my first Boston Marathon, and I've run it every year since. So this was year number 44.
Oh, my goodness. Year number 44 in the Boston Marathon.
Along the way, I've been blessed to run marathons in, Canada, Bermuda, a lot of different states around here, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Minneapolis, Bermuda. Like I said, there's been a number of opportunities for me to run other than, just New Hampshire or Georgia. So now I'm kind of in the twilight of my career, and I'm just enjoying life and enjoying fitness, because fitness, it's lifetime fitness. Fitness isn't just teenage years or college years. It, to me, it's for life.
Amen.
I've always told, with running, you can put your shoes on and go out the door, and if you can move forward, you can go for a half a mile or half marathon. It doesn't matter as long as you're doing something. And you get the heart rate up, and you just feel great for the rest of the day. Kids wonder why I'm always in a good mood at school, but it's because, I run every morning, or walk or whatever it might be. And I'm not as fast as I used to, but I certainly put in the time every day and try to set the bar high for the younger generation. So they say, well, if this old guy can run, I certainly can run too.
Well, you certainly have set the bar high for any generation. I can tell you that. Have you run that Boston Marathon 44 times? Is that right?
Yes, 44.
And, oh, my gosh.
In that Boston, a lot of people, I think a lot of people know this, you just can't run it. You have to run a qualifying time in order to get there. So you have to be somewhat fast in order to get in. And I just figured, it's not cocky. I just knew when I was in college, I said, I'm just going to qualify. That's what I'm going to do. And the first try, I didn't make it. And then the second try, I did make it. And then I qualified every year for about 35 years. But after 25 years of running it, they told me, they said, you don't have to qualify anymore. You can just, we're going to let you in no matter what, which they do. But I still like to hit the qualifying time. Just out of pride, but
of course,
it's not a priority.
Well, I mean, you are certainly lean and mean. Like I want to say, I mean, really, and I see you all the time, and have seen you and kind of kept up with you in the background. I'm not a runner myself, but I hear so many great things about running. My brother William likes to run, and he's going to be running in a half marathon Saturday morning over in Tifton. And so it's a great source.
I'll be there because I'll be doing it too.
Well, we'll be there. We'll be there.
Okay.
Fit Talk will be there. So we'll have to sure get a good picture of you and film y'all at the finish line. And
a little over 13 miles.
Yes. And
a couple of my lady friends are joining me, and they're kind of coming back into fitness. They've taken a little bit of time off. Not serious time off, but they said, we're going to go slow, we're going to walk and run. And I said, well, I'm with you, What better way to go through a Saturday morning than, move for 13.1 miles with two pretty ladies? You know what I mean?
Oh, you got it made there.
Yeah, and there's nothing between us. It's just, fun. We'll laugh. We'll tell stories, It's just running brings people together. Where in another venue, maybe, you talk about people going out to bars and stuff like that, you would never talk to people the same way you do when you're out running with them, because there's a sense of trust and value with runners that's unparalleled. If you're out there putting in the miles, you can talk to anybody. And, when I run Boston, I just got back, it was 2 weeks ago, when you have that bib number on in Boston, you are a rock star. Like people would never talk to you on the street, see you, and they go, oh, you're in the Boston Marathon, they cheer for you no matter who you are, because Boston people know that Boston is a big deal. It's a very big deal.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, my hat is I have a high respect, high regard for runners, and, you know, William, it brings him a source of happiness, and it releases those endorphins for him. He uses it for a lot of different reasons, but it has just become part of his life and lifestyle. I think that's and of course, William's in his late 50s, so it's not, but it's something that he picked up several years ago and he's been doing. And of course, he doesn't look like he's in his late 50s, but he's going to run this is the second half marathon I think he's run, so we will be there. Well, Mike, that is just great. You just certainly are setting a great example for others, your peers, as well as these young kids that are coming up in through cross country, and that you're training and mentoring. And thank you so much for doing that.
Well, like I said, I'm blessed, and I give all the glory to God, because I wouldn't be able to put one step in front of the other if it wasn't for him. And I am blessed to be able to do what I do. And I tell people that. And anybody can do it. Anybody. You know, it's just, if you can walk, you can run, but you don't have to run. You know, walking is, I do more walking now than anything, and I thoroughly enjoy it. It's all relative. It's relative to your mindset. If you say in the morning, well, I'm going to get up and walk a mile, and you do it, and maybe you say, well, I feel good, so I do the mile and a half, that mindset is like you overachieved, and the rest of the day you feel like, wow, that's incredible, you know? And that's, I've always felt that way. So, you know, on Saturday, my goal is to run with the ladies and walk and finish and so on and so forth. And, you know, the rest of the day will just be awesome, because you know you had that endorphin kick, and it does. And it carries over to the rest of your life. If you can make a commitment to fitness, you're going to commit to your spouse, your girlfriend, your job, you know, so on and so forth. Your work ethic is transferred, and to me it's a no-brainer, you know. But that's just my attitude, and that's why I've been working for, you know, all these years. You know, I'm going to retire from the classroom in May of 2022, and I'm going to stay in Tift County, but the point is, for 45 years I've worked full-time, you know, without a break, and it's time. Well, give me more of a chance to work with other people.
Well, congratulations on your upcoming retirement. And over the years, you've inspired a lot of people as a runner, and you have inspired and motivated a lot of people as a coach. And I'm sure you'll continue to do that. But you've just had a positive impact on a lot of people.
You certainly have, Mike.
Well, thank you.
You're a great human being.
Thank you so much.
And we appreciate it. We appreciate all you're doing. And especially in
I've enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday, too.
All right. Well, we'll
be
there.
We'll be looking for you.
We'll be looking for you. Thank you for calling and sharing tonight, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome, Marie and Jim. Thank you so much. And if you ever want me to call back, I'd be glad to.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, folks. That was Mike Beeman. I think we have Amy Sutter on the line here. Let's see if we can catch her. Amy?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry about that. We were running a little behind, and I know you were calling, and my phone is here. We've had a little technical difficulty on Facebook Live. I don't know if Facebook Live can hear you. Now, they can hear.
I'm seeing that. We still have no audio on our phone. But
they can hear you on the radio. So,
but thank you for joining us on Facebook Live.
Sure.
Harriet Richardson, Lori Tucker, Gary Dean, Patricia Carlisle, Michael Krofka, and Charles Clark. Thank you for keeping us updated. And we still have no audio on Facebook Live. But our radio listeners can hear us and can hear you, Amy. So thank you for calling in.
Amy, if you don't mind, we're going to put you on hold for just a second. And we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we'll come back. We may be down on Facebook Live, so goodbye to y'all if we are down. But we'll be right back after this. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is
is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021, and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And sorry about Facebook Live, the technical difficulty. When we have call-in, you know, you need to be able to hear those guests that are calling in. Otherwise, you're just hearing
it's
what Jim...
It's just not the same if you only hear one end of the conversation.
That's correct. But that was Mike Beeman that we had on the line, and a legendary runner, 44 years he has run in the Boston Marathon, Jim. That is an incredible, incredible number.
I have talked with a handful of people who have run the Boston Marathon, but none that ran it anywhere close to 44 times.
Wow.
Other than Mike.
Right.
He's well known. Yes, well known throughout the running community here in Georgia.
Absolutely.
And beyond, obviously.
And obviously, and beyond, yeah, because he said that he doesn't even have to qualify anymore
for the Boston Marathon. Yeah. They should probably name a street for him in Boston. Yeah.
They probably should. Well, Amy Sutter, are you on the line with us?
I am on the line. I'm just sitting here in disbelief. I didn't know that little nugget about him doing 44 years worth of running that thing. That's phenomenal.
It is.
It is phenomenal.
They should have a holiday, another day, besides, don't they do it on Patriots Day or something like that up there? Or is that, no, that's Vermont. Never mind.
I don't know much about it, but he's just a legend in our area down here, and I knew he had run, you know, that a lot of times in the New York Marathon, but I did not realize mm-hmm. it was that many times. That's incredible.
Wow, I think he has earned the right to just step on the road and run it if he wants to.
Definitely. Without qualifying. Definitely he has earned that right. You posted that thing on happiness, and the chemicals of happiness. And, you know, I thought, I sent you a text and said, Amy, we need to do a show on that. And then I thought, dang, we just need to do it this week because, you know, it was just so fresh on my mind. And, you know, people need some positive things right now in our lives. So many things are going bad. You know, so many things are happening. The people are worried about our world. I talked to somebody today, and their whole business is going down the tubes because all their inventory is sitting on containers out there in the ocean. You know, they can't operate. You know, I talked to another lady friend and going through menopause. And when you posted that, there are some things we can, our situation. I mean, I'm married to Jim Wells, and I've made the best of it as I possibly can.
Well, bless your little heart.
You took a turn on me. I thought you said that is what made her the happiest she's ever been in her life. I mean, what the heck?
When you hear a thump, 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 that's the tires of the bus running over me right there.
I know. I'm like, dude, I can see the tread marks from here. And we can't even see each other. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Amy.
But to your point,
that man knows that he makes me the happiest person in the whole world. I just said that to get his goat. And
a little comic relief.
Really. but
you're right, though. We individually are the controllers of our happiness. That first and foremost, before we start getting into hormones and how the body can help us out, we have to take control of that, and we have to rely on ourselves. We can't be relying on somebody else, as great as Jim is. We cannot rely on Jim to make you happy.
Right.
And you really have to take the reins, you know, or the bull by the horn yourself, and figure out what makes you happy. And it can't be things, and it can't be people. It has to be something that really impacts your soul. I mean, that kind of deep, deep, deepness of happiness. And then you can find some activities and some food that can start getting some hormonal activity going that's going to help us light up the right parts of our brains to actually enhance and take that happiness to a whole other level that's going to give us the feel good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, speaking of that, I saw a post on social media recently that really impressed me. And it said, Isn't it a great feeling to know that the same God who made the oceans, the mountains, the galaxies, also decided that one more thing that the world needed was one of me?
Mm.
What a great feeling.
Absolutely.
You know,
that ought to make you happy right there.
You know,
for real.
So, you know, it's for Christians, you know, that's certainly one of those things that you're talking about, you know, a deeper sense of contentment, knowing that, you know, hey, I'm a child of God. You know, I'm a child of God, and, you know, he's got my back, he's with me, and just how can you feel bad when you start remembering that?
Right.
But
circumstances are going to change, life is going to happen, good and bad. But he's there the whole time, and I might have said this in the past, but when I only look back to the past when I'm trying to get through the present to remind myself that he brought me this far, and he's not going to drop me like a bad habit now. So he's got us here for a reason. We're here to impact the world positively. And, yeah, I mean, there's going to be moments. We are human. We feel all kinds of emotion that it's not going to be maybe the glorious day we planned on. But you can either spiral downward or re-spin it and find that silver lining to, again, bring you to a happier or more joyful experience, even though it may really suck big time. You know what I'm saying? It's all in how you approach it. But you have to deal with both sides of the emotions. But, you know, don't deny that you're feeling that way, but realize it and then be like, okay, but he's still with me and this is not going to last forever.
But there are chemicals that make us happier, and there are things that we can do to get those chemicals. Dopamine is one of them.
Dopamine, known as the reward chemical, because you know how you feel good when you achieve a goal. That's dopamine. And so by achieving a goal, you can release that chemical. But there are other ways, nourishing your body by eating good food, getting enough sleep. Mm-hmm. Or something that you enjoy, like having a bath or a hot shower, can release some dopamine also.
Getting a pedicure.
Getting a pedicure. Okay, that wouldn't work for me, but I bet it does for you.
It did yesterday.
Okay. All right.
I thought you were going to say spending quality time with Jim.
No, a pedicure.
In the gym. Maybe two gyms there.
Well, she still hasn't pulled me out from under that bus yet.
I'm trying. I'm trying to lift that bum off you.
I post all the time. My favorite two things in the world is going to the gym with Jim. Going to the GYM with my JIM. So that is right. My favorite thing in the whole world, and he knows that.
And we've talked about the gym being the fountain of youth, but it's also very therapeutic, which is what gets those endorphins going.
That's endorphins, the painkiller. The painkiller, the endorphins.
Yes.
Exercising, laughing, listening to music, these activities and more release your endorphins.
That is my drug of choice. Endorphins and the gym, dopamine, chocolate, pedicure, gym.
Yeah, when I get done teaching indoor cycling class, whatever kind of class I'm teaching, I come out of there on a whole other level of energy. I'm just like fired up because it's got my endorphins going, the serotonin's going. It's a great high. It is a great natural high, and it's the best reliever and anxiety or depression fighter.
Absolutely, it is. The minute I start feeling depressed or down, and menopause and sickness and all these medications that I've had to take in the past, I mean, I kept telling Jim, I got to get to the gym. I got to get to the gym. I got to get out in the sun, and I got to get to the gym. I know what's going to get me out of this funk. And I had somebody reach out to me, and we're talking about this, you know, earlier. You know, she's in a funk, and she's got to get out of it. And, you know, doing these things, you know, is going to help her. Of course, I like the other chemical, oxytocin.
Oxytocin, the love hormone.
The love hormones. That puts me all in love with the gym.
Physical touch, socializing. We mentioned petting your animals. And also helping others. When you help others, that can release oxytocin.
Yeah.
And Amy, you are a great motivator. I watched your little video on happiness, your little dancing around thing, whatever, on IG.
Yeah, the weekly wrap-up.
The weekly wrap-up. You know, I couldn't take my eyes off that. And by the time I got finished watching you dance around with your big old chain on and your little short haircut and your little hat, you know, I was smiling and laughing, girl. You just made
I have to set it up. I have to set it up with some music that kind of goes with whatever I'm rapping about and let people let loose. I mean, that's going to get some of that, some of those endorphins going right there.
It did. It did me. I mean, I watched it. I actually watched it 1.5 times. I didn't watch it the whole way through the second time. So it was kind of cool. I mean, it was just cool. And because you're my friend and I just love your energy, talking about energy. If you get more energy than that, I don't know where I couldn't be around you because it's just too much energy. Very good.
Yeah, well, thank you for watching it. But I was going to say that kind of leads us back to the food part because that rap that I was rapping about was how I like my happy dust that I've made. And it's a little concoction of cinnamon and chocolate, which also have different properties that release some neurotransmitters and get some of the other love drug, which is, you know, that long word that you see on different things. Phenylethylamine, I don't even know how it's phenylethylamine or something like that. But that's called the love drug. And chocolate happens to have that in it, but it will also release serotonin, which is a mood lifter.
Right.
And it has... Who knew? I thought turkey was the only thing that had tryptophan in it. But chocolate has tryptophan, which is actually what releases serotonin in the brain. So it's a fabulous thing to get you happy. And cinnamon has all other kinds of health properties, too. And you blend those two things together, and you get what I call my happy dust. And I dust my nuts with it. And when I talk about nuts, I'm talking about almonds. Let's be clear.
Okay.
But
and that was cinnamon. Cinnamon and what else?
Cinnamon, a good, like I use super or special dark chocolate powder.
Oh, okay.
Cocoa powder.
Cinnamon and cocoa powder. Okay.
Yeah. And we're talking low calorie here. You have to trace them out.
Yeah.
But it will get you going.
And then you mix that together and snort it, right?
Disregard that, listener. Jim didn't mean
whatever
that.
Kind of nut you like.
All right.
He knows nothing about that. Nothing.
Serotonin.
Nothing,
serotonin. The mood stabilizer. You can also get that from one of Maria's favorite things, exposure to the sun. She loves the sun. And one of my favorite things, nature walks. I love hiking, love trails, and mindfulness. Be mindful of yourself. Be aware of your own significance and your value, and also be mindful of others with acts of kindness. For serotonin.
That's right.
Okay.
Sometimes you get in a funk, instead of focusing so much on yourself, if you go just share some good times with somebody else and go try to lift somebody else up, it usually lifts you up with them.
Absolutely, it does.
You go do something good for somebody, and you can't help but feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I don't know if this has ever happened to you before, but it's happened to us, and then we've done it before where we paid for the people behind us food in the drive-thru.
I've heard about people doing that, like Starbucks or other places. Yeah, cool.
And that's happened to me. That happened to me yesterday at the nail salon. Somebody paid for my nails and pedicure before I even, got finished. I don't know when it was or if they did it yesterday or if they did it before that. I don't know. But, yeah, it was so cool. It was such a blessing.
Well, you came out of there high, didn't you?
I did.
You were doing something that was going to relax you and make you happy, and then somebody paid for it on top of that. You were, like, floating.
Jim was more happy about it than me.
Yeah, thank you, whoever did that.
Yeah, right?
It was really cool. So, you know, that blessed my heart and spirit. And, you know, anytime you do something kind for someone else, and especially when you don't want the credit for it, you know, that's really, to me, that even is, I think those people get angel wings, you know, because they don't want recognition for what they did. And I think that's pretty cool.
Wow. That is really cool.
What else you got, Jim?
Well, when we were on Facebook Live, one of our viewers, Lee, said the gym is one of the things that makes him happy. And I think that's been kind of a common theme here in our discussion this evening. Exercise, whether it be the gym or running or whatever, that seems to be one of the most common things that people do to bring themselves some happiness is get some exercise.
This is Fit Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So it better be. It better be the topic. Get some exercise. We're all about fitness.
Yeah, I hope they were telling the truth. They weren't just saying that just to impress us because they thought that's what we wanted to hear.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But, that does release endorphins, exercise.
And it's such a good stress reliever. You know, you're just blowing off some steam, getting whatever, and letting off even if it's just extra energy. You know, or just restlessness kind of energy, just getting that out, which allows you to then feel happier too, you know, letting that go.
I think I need some of that, Jim, because since we've been sick, we haven't been to the gym this week, and here I am twisting around my chair, twiddling my fingers, I need some stress relief. I need some kind of to get this mojo off of me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We've both been a little bit ill, a little bit sick here, but yeah, that's interfering obviously with our normal routine, our gym routine, our exercise routine. Just really right now, just kind of saving every bit of energy we got to getting better.
Right. That's what we've had to do, and that's difficult for us because we're used to being active and out and about, and we kind of have a routine, you know, where we work out after Jim gets off work every day, and when that routine gets messed up, it just kind of discombobulates everything else. And I hadn't felt like doing anything, and now I feel a little bit better, but now I'm kind of like, oh gosh, I feel like I'm starting all the way over again, but hopefully it'll come back pretty quick.
Yeah, it's hard for us who are typically in the gym regularly like that. However, we have to, I'm speaking to myself directly as well as I'm speaking to you. We have got to realize that the recovery is as important, if not sometimes more important, than the work or the grind in the gym. Because if you don't allow yourself to fully recover, you are not going to be able to bring full throttle effort in the gym and have the best workout you ever had. You have got to let your body rest, and it's hard. But we have to realize that that is part of the process.
Follow up that workout with some good food and some good rest.
That's right. You got to recover.
So we have dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin.
And endorphins.
And endorphins.
Endorphins.
Those are the four things that can chemically can create a happier you. But you got to put forth effort.
I wonder which of those is released by a good margarita.
Well, that's just going to light up your frontal lobe immediately with all the sugar that's in it. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in there with socializing. Okay, socializing releases oxytocin. So you know you're not going to drink alone, right? So you're going to be socializing, enjoying other people's company. So there you go.
Again, listeners, just disregard he said that. Okay.
And you know you can do your good deed too by buying the first round. So that'll make you feel good that you did something for others, right?
Okay, if you see us out there, you know, he's trying to tell y'all, buy his first round.
There you go.
And I'm going to let you buy the first round. I'm going to let you buy my first round just so you can feel good about yourself. I'm looking out for you. Looking out for you all. Right.
You can tell we haven't been to the gym this week. Can't you, Amy?
Because we ain't quite right.
We ain't quite right tonight.
Ain't quite right.
I'm throwing Joe under the bus. He's talking about
right.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, you know, listen, we are blessed. We have been sick, but we are so blessed, Amy. One of the things that, you know, when I look back, and there's a lot of things wrong. There's a lot of things that we would like to change. We're in the middle of a massive remodel at our house right now. Our house is torn upside down. Normally, we would just be in a frantic mode with that. But Jim and I just decided, hey, we're just going to roll with it.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know.
And we can't help it, and neither can anybody else.
Sometimes you got to make a little mess to make a little progress. And that's certainly true with remodeling.
And we've got a huge mess at our house.
But when it's done, we're going to have some huge progress.
We're going to have some huge progress.
We're going to have new floors.
We're going to have all new floors, and we're so excited about that. So we're just rolling with flow. Normally, we would be stressed out to the max because of that. So maybe that's why Jim's talking about margaritas. I don't know.
But you know, in order to take up the floor in the bedroom, you got to get everything out of the bedroom. And so now in the mornings, when I'm getting ready for work, you know, I'm thinking, okay, now where did I put socks? Okay, my socks are in this room. Yeah, where did I put my shirts? Oh, yeah, my shirts are upstairs. Well, where are my pants? My pants are in this other spare bedroom. Yeah, the stuff's just everywhere. So I'm having to get up earlier because it's taking me longer to get ready for work.
Well,
just find my clothes.
Need to go to the gym.
That's right.
Get my cardio. Find all this stuff.
Getting my cardio in. Hunting down my clothes. Yeah that's right. Well, Maria hobbling around here. I think she got a cramp in her leg. Maria got a cramp. So, you know, go stretch that cramp out.
Oh, my goodness. Drink some water.
Yep. Injured player in the studio here. But listen, Amy, thank you for calling in. As usual,
sir, yes, ma'am.
We enjoyed hearing from you.
Good times as always. Makes me happy. That's all I need to do is dial this number, then I'm instant happiness right there.
And we're happy too. Always happy to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. Y'all have a great rest of your evening and the rest of the week too. And hey, happy Halloween.
All right, happy Halloween, and stay happy till we hear from you next time.
All right, brother. Thank y'all.
All right. That was Amy Sutter, Mojotivation. Well, we want to thank Amy, as always, and also Mike Beeman for calling in and telling us all about his history of running, especially the Boston Marathon, and also his background and his coaching exploits. Congratulations to him and all of his accomplishments, and good luck to him with future endeavors. And we hope that everyone has enjoyed hearing about the happiness chemicals and how to get them. And Maria, are you feeling better? Did you walk it off?
Oh, my gosh. I was not very happy. Yeah, I just got a severe cramp in my hamstring. just flexing my legs just now, and I can't tell you. I mean, it was just, it was knotted up pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah, my old coach would have said, rub some dirt on it.
Rub some dirt on it. Well, I needed to rub something on it. That was pretty intense, I can hear tell you. So thanks for, glad I couldn't see that on Facebook Live.
You hobbling, limping out of here, limping out of the studio.
It was not fun, I promise you that. But special thanks to Mike Beeman and to Amy Sutter for bringing the happiness and the four chemicals that make us happy tonight.
Hope the listeners learned something and had some fun. I know we did.
I think we did, and I wasn't trying to throw you under the bus, honey.
I'm okay. I survived it.
You sure did. You sure did. I did not, on the other hand.
It was a short bus, so I survived.
You survived.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening. We hope everyone will keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.